Right before the Golden Gate Bridge and just below the traffic of Highway 101 lays the Baker Berry Tunnel. It's a narrow, half-mile-long tunnel in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area's Marin Headlands. Some may know it as the 5-Minute Tunnel. Park spokesman Nathan Sargent explains why.
It's only wide enough for flow of traffic in one way. And so as cars pull up, they either get they win the lottery and they get the green light and they get to go right through, or they see the red light here and they wait for the oncoming traffic to finish. So it's affectionately, disparagingly, known as the 5-minute tunnel.
There they go, they got the green light.
So lots of Golden Gate National Recreation Area is former military land, and where we're standing here outside the Baker Berry Tunnel is no exception. This narrow tunnel was built by the Army in 1918, and it connects Fort Berry and Fort Baker.
Soon, this nearly century-old tunnel will get a much-needed facelift. The park is set to temporarily close on January 2nd. Sargent says the tunnel has been slated for renovation for some time now, and it's caused unexpected problems in the past.
There's sewer lines and water lines through the tunnel that will have ruptures, and so for periods of time we will have to close it for repairs that are unexpected, and that's a real inconvenience.
The tunnel is also part of a popular route for cyclists. But Sargent says the antiquated lighting system and leaky pipes can make for a dangerous ride.
One of the issues in the tunnel in its current state with the cracks and the leaks is we get these slippery mineral deposits on the surface. And combined with the dim lighting, it really creates a hazard.
Upgrades to the tunnel include repairs to its concrete structure, replacement of water and sewer lines, and the installation of LED lights.
That lighting, dim as it is, accounts for the second highest energy drain in all of GGNRA.
Funds for the $5 million project are coming from the National Park Service and the Federal Highway Administration, which is heading up the construction. The Baker Berry Tunnel is expected to reopen in May, but in the meantime, it's business as usual in the Headlands, a popular destination that is home to a hostel, the Marine Mammal Center, the Headlands Center for the Arts, and several park staff.
They're all open for business, so we are encouraging visitation to continue, but for visitors to plan their visits wisely.
With only one way in and out and the subsequent closure of several parking lots, Sargent suggests avoiding peak times, rush hour, and weekends if you plan to make a trip to the Marin Headlands for that Golden Gate Bridge selfie next year.
This is a very popular destination to come for those iconic Golden Gate Bridge photos. Fortunately, the bridge is beautiful from many angles, and so there's many other places that visitors can come and get those glamour shots of the bridge.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.